Okay, we should be live.
All right. So you remember that time when hey, it's there.
Yes, it is. Ready to go?
Anytime.
Bombs and bands. Bombs and bands.
All systems go.
I can't hear
Bombs
anything.
and bands.
Defiance.
Bombs and.
All right, let me stop that. Hang on. The dog distracted me. Oh, man. There's a cat down here that just used the litter box. Oh, good God. That is. Jesus. All right, here we go. Take two.
Bombs and bands. Bombs and bands.
All systems go.
Bombs and bands.
Defiance.
Bombs and bands.
This rebel has a cause.
Bombs and dance.
We begin as wanderers, and we are wanderers still.
Welcome to the 23rd live edition of Bombs and Bants and Wednesday Rants. As always, I'm your dedicated and humble host, John Wilder, coming to you from an undisclosed location hidden deep beneath the surface of the earth. With me, as always, is Mark.
Howdy.
And the missus.
I am in dire need of air freshener over here.
Well, okay. We'll save those problems for a little bit later. You can just die slow and over there.
I am. Trust me, okay. I am. It's happening.
Okay. So, okay, we're back. Last week, I was the weakest link. I felt horrible, awful, sinus pain. I'd been captured by the French Resistance. Just sinus pain, tired, everything. So 3 hours before the live stream, I looked at the missus and I just said to her, not doing it. And she didn't argue because she didn't feel very well either. I think I was asleep about 15 minutes later. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mark, of course, was, you know, stuck going, well, I was ready, guys. So I guess in this intervening week, not much has happened. You know, we've had a Supreme Court hearing on whether or not we'll lock down the entire country or force people to take medications. We get January 6th, which is, we've now learned, is worse than Pearl Harbor. The DOJ is forming a task force against citizens. And the Army is announcing it's going to attack North Carolina with an extended drill on mopping up an insurgency or a illegitimate government. So not a lot going on in the news.
And Betty White died. Don't forget that.
What would make you believe that she's actually dead?
I don't know, but if you want a message from her for how to have a long life, here it is.
I eat well, get plenty of rest, and every third Sunday, I drink the blood of a virgin.
So there you go.
Okay. All right, virginity. That's a good start. Must not be in California. All right. So, Mark, how have you been this past couple of weeks?
Oh, it's a busy period. I think I told you earlier, my father-in-law decided to move into a retirement home, middle of last month mm-hmm. or so. Actually, no, it was a little bit earlier than that, but anyway, so it's just been this big scurry to get his house ready to sell and get things moved out, get him moved into the retirement home. I've got a garage full of stuff still. And anyway, and we're still, you know, still had a few things to take care of over there, which I mostly got done. So I guess it's been a productive last couple of weeks.
See, you know, and I can't help but think when I hear you describe that, that it would be so much better if Bret Michaels, the former lead singer of the rock band Poison, were there to help you in every step of the way on some sort of, you know, documentary show that, you know.
Okay.
I guess none of us got that one. You might have to explain that joke. It's only funny if you have to explain it.
Well, it's not like it's not like Bret Michaels is doing a lot right now. So that's just a real joke. It's just, you know,
just a gratuitous shot at the lead singer of Poison. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Well, you know what they say. Every rose has its thorn.
Yep.
And the missus, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I mean, you know, we're slowly getting back to being not sick anymore in the house. My only problem is that my illness that I did have last week is still with me. And the only problem, I don't feel bad. I feel fine, but I just can't hear anything, which is kind of adds a little bit of difficulty when you're doing the sound for a podcast. So
I can imagine that. And it must be a lot like when I say words, he's like, did you say something?
Well, no, it's more helpful then because, you know, now I don't even have to pretend that I don't hear you, but I just really can't.
Okay.
I don't so even this week, it anymore.
So this week, we're going to talk about what we had planned to talk about last week, New Year's resolutions. Now, and we do have two clips from previous shows. They're not horribly longish things, but two clips from previous shows because the missus found some. She originally found five clips. But because
I don't know
she was
where they
so
went.
No, no, I was going to let me finish this. Because she was so efficient, she only picked the very best two. It's not that she lost three of them. She only picked the very best two. So I'm going to set the ground rules for resolutions, guys. No boring resolutions. Okay. Losing weight. That's in everyone's lists. Except probably for Betty White now. Exercising more.
Well, she's on the best weight loss program at this point.
Exercising more, ditto. All right. And to add to the degree of difficulty, not for me, but for our listeners, I'm doing the same amount of prep work that the missus usually does with her answers, namely none. So resolutions, I'm going to start. But your resolution has to be interesting. And to give you an idea, I'll go first. All right. In the year 2022, I am going to practice melting badgers with my eyes. I'm sure I read something on the internet. If I practice long enough, some sort of ray will come out that will allow me to melt badgers. So that's one of the things I'm going to start doing in the year 2022.
But do you have any badgers?
Well, it's working already then, isn't it?
Well, we don't know.
Well, you know, okay, so not that this has a lot to do with badgers, but, you know, Bob Saget just died over the weekend as well. And he once said, I heard him say this because I used to watch America's Funny Some videos long, long ago when I was living at home and I was a child. But anyway, he would say that, you know, that men are actually capable of lactating, but you just have to put enough, you know, suction on the male nipple and eventually you'll get some milk to come out of it. And then he would follow that up by saying, you know, I have two network TV shows on right now. It just goes to reinforce the fact that if you suck hard enough, anything will happen.
Yes, Bob Saget. So, Mark, given that those ground rules, interesting.
Dogs are in the house, by the way.
Yes, I can hear that. What interesting New Year's resolution do you have?
Well, shoot. See, I was going to offer up some boring ones about prepping and, you know, other stuff. And now you've just totally ruined all that.
Yes, yes, I did. So I throwing everything into the blender.
Okay. Let's see. I think my first resolution will be I'm going to, let me think about it. Learn to communicate with my cat telepathically.
That's a good one. I like that. What makes you think it would care?
It just depends what you think about.
And Mrs., what do you have?
See, I'm kind of the opposite of Mark here because my plan was to come in with New Year's resolutions I thought I could actually achieve. So number one on my list was to continue to maintain and perhaps even do more drinking than I had in 2021. But here's the difficulty, is that because I have this hearing problem, my ear problem, is I haven't been able to drink since New Year's Eve. So I have completely failed on that New Year's resolution so far this year.
So you're... okay.
I know. You'd think I would manage to be able to accomplish that one. And yet, here we are.
Who knew? So that's our first round, and these are completely horrible resolutions. I really like it. And I, you know, one of the things I looked about is New Year's resolutions. Most of them are all the same. And I think that one of the things that people don't do enough of is they don't look at the things that they're doing that they say that and say that they're never going to do something again. As in never, ever, ever. Like, I am never letting Bob Saget into my house again. I'm never going to do that. Do you have clip one ready, Mrs.?
I'm sure I do here somewhere. Let me find it. Okay, clip one. Here we go.
But mostly those are articles talking about how Democrats all the time try to make peace with Republicans, and Republicans just won't. But mostly those are articles talking about how Democrats all the time try to make peace with Republicans. And
something
Republicans
right.
just won't listen.
Well, I'm not hearing anything.
But really what these pieces are about is how that some Democrat was taken out of context, and Republicans would know that if they weren't such stupid rubes.
Right, when that, like when they're trying to socialize.
Welcome to tonight's episode of the Mrs. versus Tech. Yeah. Winning again, Tech.
It really is. And now I can't remember how to fix this. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second, and when I get this fixed, you'll know because you'll hear it.
So Mark, skiing much?
Actually, I've never skied.
You've never skied?
But mostly those are articles talking about how Democrats all the time try to make peace with Republicans, and Republicans just won't listen. But really what these pieces are about is how some Democrat was taken out of context, and Republicans would know that if they weren't such stupid rubes.
Right, when they're trying to sexualize the Midwest and come up with a movie like 50 Shades of Hay.
Exactly.
And this is, you know, kind of like 80s kind of ski clothes.
And you can take that any way you want.
Racing pants?
See, there it is. Sorry. Hang on, I'll pause it.
Well, so anyway, I have had these 80s ski clothes. And so, you know, sometime into the late 90s, it'd been a decade since I'd been skiing. And so I just showed up on the slope one day.
So tonight's theme is something wicked this way comes. I believe that was the title for Ray Bradbury
on the mountain
way back in the day.
It looked like I'm sure I'd walk
keep doing that.
I'm sorry. I told you it's the technical thing.
Straight into grunge. I had to undo. So yes, there was a day when I was literally that guy. So, but we have a clip, Mrs.
Oh, we do. Hang on just a second. I got to get back to where I was. Which one? There we go. Okay. All right. This should work now. Here we go. This is Culture Wars.
But mostly those are articles talking about how Democrats all the time try to make peace with Republicans, and Republicans just won't listen. But really what these pieces are about is how that some Democrat was taken out of context, and Republicans would know that if they weren't such stupid rubes.
Right, when they're trying to sexualize the Midwest and come up with a movie like 50 Shades of Hay.
Exactly. Just makes you itchy. And you can take that any way you want. So I recently read a comment thread in which a conservative poster stated that this animosity didn't begin with Barack Obama. And, you know, I tend to agree with that, because I think it started with Clinton. Not her, him. It started with him and impeachment. He should have resigned. He didn't. He knew what he did. He knew he did it. And if he'd done the right thing, he would have resigned because of it. And Gore would have won the election in 2000. He would have been president. He would have been an incumbent. We could have spent the last 20 years hearing about how good the stories of our military involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan was, because it would have been their war, right?
See, and I've got to go backwards from that. I've got to go back that the left is still butthurt about Bobby Kennedy. And they're butthurt about Nixon. Because when you think...
Oh, they're still butthurt about the Civil War.
All right.
And they're still butthurt about that.
That was a whole lot of butt. A whole lot of butt.
Well, that's the nice thing is that, you know, even when I half-ass things, you know, I've got a lot of ass, so you're still getting your money's worth.
And we do have a note from a viewer that Glyph says, the Pony Club is reading 50 Shades of Nay. Excellent. Oh, my. Okay. Are we ready for our next resolution? I'm planning on having follicle reconstructive surgery. I'm going to become a hair virgin. I'm going to restore the golden locks of my youth using modern technology, or failing that, a carpet stapler and a poodle. I'll just, you know, staple a poodle to my head.
That just
not even not even crickets on that.
You got a dog. You got a tiny dog with squeak.
I did get that. Mark, what do you have?
Oh, let's see. What outrageous thing could I do that would be completely useless? I think I will binge watch the entire Brady Bunch series once a month for the rest of the year.
That's a whole lot of Brady.
It is. A whole lot
of Brady. Now, if you want to talk about things that are good to binge watch, Cobra Kai is a good one to binge watch.
Okay.
That has been thoroughly enjoyable. And for what it is, relatively wholesome. So that's been a fun one. The Mists, what's been your guilty binge-watching pleasure of the year?
Mine? Or
go ahead and go, Mark, so I can think about this if you have an answer, Mark.
Oh, well, I just binge-watched the entire series of Les Stroud's Survivor Man Bigfoot.
Oh!
Nice. I suppose that makes it my turn now, huh?
You're going to have to come up with something.
You know, I've just been watching a lot of riff tracks lately. You know, the guys who did Mystery Science Theater 3000 many moons ago?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the only problem I keep running into, though, is that sometimes they'll do a movie that I actually want to watch, and then I start finding the riffs annoying, so then I have to go and find the actual movie so I can watch it without it, and then watch it with it. It gets very complicated.
Yes, yes. So, okay. I believe we have a second clip. That would be clip number 3. Something Wicked.
Yep. Here we go.
All right. So tonight's theme is Something Wicked This Way Comes. I believe that was the title for a Ray Bradbury novel way back in the day. And you keep doing that. I have to keep
saying I'm sorry. I told you it's the technical thing. I had to undo some stuff and then redo some stuff, and I had to redo it again so I can continue the other stuff that I was going to do later on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's actually from a line in, I think, Macbeth.
Yes, absolutely. The Scottish play. Absolutely. That is 100% where that originally comes from. Yes, and yes. So anyway, as I wander about the internet on my usual haunts, it seems like there's a new gloom in town this August. And it's not just the stories. I mean, the stories are bad enough. We've got the fall of Kabul, Joe Biden's inability to conjugate verbs, looming shortages of everything from computer chips to potato chips to just regular basic food staples. I mean, tonight we tried to go out at a drive-thru and press the button. And I mean, we had to go literally two places. I mean, I know. Before we could get any service. I mean, it was.
But we do live in a really small town, so it's that one place or it's the other place. Yeah.
Well, yes. And honestly, we only have enough horsepower to staff one decent fast food restaurant. And sometimes it moves from one restaurant to another, but just, we got enough for one. But anyway, there are shortages. And, you know, perhaps even China being poised to take over Taiwan while illegal aliens stream across the border in record numbers.
Oh, and don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Coronavirus!
And COVID.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
Oh, yeah. And COVID-21 variant 6 strain 73. Get ready for your 43rd booster shot. No, I'm sorry, your daily booster shot. Brought to you by Pfizer. And then today, Elon Musk tweets, apropos of nothing, the guns of August, which is a phrase normally used to describe the start of the Balkan conflict that spread into the First World War. So I just, I don't know. I get the feeling from a lot of different people and that we're at the brink, at the precipice of something not good. I mean, am I alone in this?
I don't think so.
Man, nothing's changed in the last 6 months.
I know, right? But really what got me about that was the discussion of the story title.
Oh,
nerds! Nerds. That's the three of us.
Yes, indeed. That was nerdy. And indeed, and if you guys aren't on YouTube, there is quite a bit of chatting going on the live stream. So, a third resolution. I'm thinking, you know, this is, since my second one was hair related, I think my third one should be hair related as well. I was going to let either my eyebrows or my ear hair grow freakishly long. And then if I let it grow long enough, perhaps I won't need a poodle affixed to my scalp after all. I could just comb my eyebrows up and over the top. I think that would give a kind of a streamlined and sleek look. Top that, Mark.
Well, let's see. I could pull out my old Max Headroom costume. No. Fine. I'm going to pick an easy one, and it's going to be a serious one.
Oh, that's good.
So both serious and easy. My goal is in 2022 to finish my AR-308 build, which will be easy because I'm only waiting for one more part.
There you go. Might as well have an easy one.
That's right. I think I'll be done by next week.
Well, you know, you're making it all real. The missus, do you have a real one?
Do I have a real resolution?
Yeah, but it should be an interesting one. Again, nothing like, you know, I'm going to eat more vitamins and I'm going to stop torturing dwarves in the basement.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
My favorite pastime. Yeah. No, you know, I really decided this year to make absolutely no, and this is legit, to make no resolutions whatsoever.
Okay.
But I think based on that, and this is a business model idea, I might have to wait till next year on this, is to, on January 1st, open a new gym here in town.
Mm-hmm.
That will only be a gym for 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, it becomes a bakery / liquor store / adult bookstore. Because after 2 weeks, when you break your resolutions, you're like, you know what I need? I need a big Danish, a big bottle of booze, and some pornography.
Okay, I don't think anyone's paid for pornography since, I don't know, 2005.
Well, that would be free, of course. You'd pay for the booze and the food.
Okay.
It'll be sort of like one of those coffee shops where you can go in and read books, except different types of books.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they're not books. They're magazines or maybe the internet or, yeah. It would be perfectly fine to have that on your laptop while you're in the gym, if you know what I mean.
And you'll be selling donuts?
Yes, and pastries. Big chocolate cakes.
So in other words,
I think Mark is half sold on this.
So in other words, you're banking on what Mark Twain said. He said self-control lasts about 2 weeks and it's soluble in alcohol.
Exactly. Exactly.
So your real resolution is to not make a resolution. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, that wasn't even a resolution at all. I just decided, you know, I'm just not going to bother.
Okay.
So I bought ice cream today and popsicles.
Well, Codex says.
And felt not a bit guilty about it.
Codex says almost had them at the bakery and booze store. So anime and instead, and you get some seriously weird adult stuff. To which Jeffrey Kekestein said, that's a nightclub.
See, I think this could work.
Not here. I mean, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about here is if it's after 9 o'clock, it's done. There's zero nightlife after 9 o'clock. Is that a fair statement?
I think it really is. I mean, there are people who go out and do things here, but not a lot of them. We do have two actual bars. One's kind of there's a third one that's kind of a quasi bar. They're trying not to be a bar so much, but they still primarily serve alcohol. But yeah, mm-hmm. We do have three bars here in town.
Yep, three bars and again
four liquor stores. Again, this is a town of about 8,000 people, so
yeah.
And we have three bars and two liquor, or four.
Well, there's the fourth one. There's the one we own.
Oh, right. I always forget about that. So there's four bars and four liquor stores.
How do you forget about the liquor store the bar that we own?
Because it's like it's not really a bar. It's a microbrewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And own, you know, that's kind of a big word when we held them hostage until they.
You can't go in there and get a tumbler of Jack Daniels. You can only get beer. And everyone knows beer is practically water. So. It doesn't really count.
Beer is not really drinking.
Yes.
So, what other thoughts do we have on New Year's? We've done New Year's predictions, and this has been so far. I'm going to say a very low effort show to get into. And so, my suggestion is next week that we go back through, and we just do our three regular stories
and actually put some effort into things.
Well, I'm going to ask Mark to do that. I'm not going to ask you to do that because even if I ask you to do that, right. You know, I think your actual resolution was to not read the story until you get it on the air.
Exactly. The misses do show prep.
Inconceivable.
You have a button and say funny things.
That's my job.
Okay.
Oh, so, shuck it, duck it now.
All right. So, any other thoughts? Any other closing thoughts?
Oh, I was going to say, you know how we did predictions, mm-hmm. right? And I told you that my prediction was that pretty soon we're going to start seeing the COVID lawsuits happening. I just read an op-ed in the journal today about state legislatures around the country. Passing laws to make employers more liable for coronavirus and vaccine mandate lawsuits.
Mm,
and the journal was kind of against it, as I recall.
So we do have a suggestion from one of our listeners. And so what's the New Year's worst case scenario, Mark? Worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario for next New Year's?
For 2022. Worst case scenario
for 2022. Biden is successfully cloned 20 times.
That's a pretty frightening thought.
Well, one of them might not have dementia, so that, oh, wait, he might be more effective.
But what if they're like that Michael Keaton movie, Multiplicity, where each time you make a new version of him, it's like you get degradation of the yes, it gets stupider. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nobody said you're gonna die.
No, more seriously, though, I mean, what we're looking at this year is, I think we're going to go into a recession. But worst case is that China has so many internal problems that they decide they need to invade Taiwan.
Okay, so why do you put that as worst case in 2022? Do you think we're going to do anything about it?
I think that there's enough other countries that are involved that, yeah, I think we'd get dragged in.
Okay. That would be very bad indeed. That would be horrifically bad. The missus, your worst case scenario.
I guess my worst case scenario is that we just keep on this Groundhog Day loop that we're on with the whole COVID thing. Best case scenario is that we get out of that.
You know, I think people are done. Again, seeing Drudge.
Coronavirus!
You know, when you look at the Drudge. When you look at Drudge Report and, you know, above the Drudge Report, when none of the stories are about the Rona, you can tell that people are kind of done with it. They're kind of over with it. I think even the leftist selective virtue signal about having the vax, I think they're done with it too.
Well, I was just watching before we started up here. You know, the guy, the JP, that guy from YouTube with the red hair. What's the name of his with the long, what's the name of it? It's like super extra something with JP.
Yeah.
JP. Isn't that Awaken with JP?
Yeah.
So his new one is that he's trying to get into a bar, and the guy who's the bouncer at the bar, he's wearing a life vest, and the guy who's, you know, at the bouncer, who says you have to have two life vests to get in. And that's the entire premise of it, is that, you know, why did I have to get the first life vest in the first place if my life vest doesn't protect that guy over there wearing four life vests? Yeah.
And one of the things I have to say that's part of my best case scenario is that we have a listener who is using the moniker Beowulf Schaefer.
Awesome name. Awesome.
You recognize
to the Galactic Core and back.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And the missus is not aware that Beowulf Schaefer is a character from Larry Niven. So 10 out of 10. Excellent. Excellent moniker. How did you get that one? Let's see. What other goodies do we have? Oh, I guess my worst case scenario. I'm going to steal Jeffrey's note. It's March 732nd, 2020.
which just 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yes, 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Well, we were talking about this earlier, too, is that I kind of think that's the way out of this. It's not that we, you know, get up and in the face of the government about this. It's that we just stop listening.
Yes.
And I think for the most part, most places have done that. The only places that aren't doing it, schools.
Yeah, well, around here. And
everywhere.
In fact,
the big fight this week that Chicago was having with the teachers union there to get them back in class.
Chicago.
And that might be one good thing that comes out of all of this, is that this might completely restructure the way that we deal with education in the U.S. Not so much around here, again, because things have pretty much been back to normal, but in big cities where they're struggling and parents are just at their wits' end. You know, our kids have been out of school for almost 2 years now. This is ridiculous. Although I did hear this evening from Pugsley that several schools in the area are shut down until the middle of next week because they don't have teachers that are in. And I said, is that because they're sick or because they're quarantined and can't come to school? And his thought was because they're quarantined.
Yeah. And I think that that's the place where we've gotten with this is the people I'm hearing who are quarantined just are fine. And
it's not the illness. It's the reaction to the illness. It's these stupid hearing, bureaucratic rules.
I'm hearing Omicron is mild and looks just like the flu, and maybe now it actually has become the flu. Okay, but I still get to get my worst case scenario. Boy, I think my worst case scenario is that Hillary Clinton becomes the front runner for president.
I think that's on the already happening.
And yeah, that would be, boy, you want to talk the core of the earth splitting open. That would be bad. That would be a bad thing. I guess, but you know, if she were president, what difference would it make, right? All right. Do we have any last comments for this wonderful evening?
Nothing for me.
Okay. We'll tell you what.
I just have to throw this one in.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, on that note, we will be back at the same time next week. I think everyone's nice and healthy. And I greatly thank our viewing audience, and I look forward to seeing everyone again. And with that, thank you. And Mark, any last words? Not last words, but
last words.
I'm dying.
That's it.
Any parting words?
Parting words. Have a great week, everyone.
The missus?
You got me. And you ran over the clothes bed this week.
I know. Say your last words. I mean, not last words.
Man, you're really concerned because you're way into this.
Are you supposed to say the thing?
The thing.
Y'all come back here.
Oh, well, you didn't even do the outro. Okay. Now we just have to wait for the music.
Oh, we're waiting for it to come around again?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you went too long last time.
Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
Y'all come back now, you hear?